This weekend, an exhibition of 31 fragile medieval frescoes opened in the United States. They were created in Rome 700 to 900 years ago, and most have never left that city. There will be only one U.S. stop for the exhibition, the Museum of Texas Tech University in Lubbock. As Cody Rogers reports for member station KOHM, that is largely thanks to the work of one man.
The exhibition is the culmination of 14 years of dogged effort and bureaucratic maneuvering by Father Malcolm Nayland. Father Malcolm, as he is known, has served on the plains of West Texas for more than a quarter century.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
I am the way and the truth and the life, says the Lord.
Father Malcolm is a canon lawyer. He serves as judicial vicar for the Catholic Diocese of Lubbock. In addition, he serves as pastor of two small, mostly Hispanic congregations in tiny towns about half an hour south of here. One of them is Holy Cross Church in Post.
This church, Holy Cross Church, used to be an international harvester building. The church on the inside of the sanctuary area used to be the where they repair the tractors.
In 1988, okay. Father Malcolm went to Rome on a pilgrimage. Like a it was the first time he saw the Vatican and its art treasures.
Millions of people go to Rome on vacation, but there's a billion people in the world. So there's more who'll never see the art than there ever will be who will. So I just kind of saw the whole thing as another calling, perhaps, to make this available to people who couldn't afford maybe even to go to a large metropolitan museum to see it, but might just make it to Lubbock.
But as with any calling, taking it up required effort and persistence. Father Malcolm took his retirement money and formed a community-based foundation to finance the project he imagined. He sought and received approval from the Bishop of the Lubbock Diocese, Texas Tech University officials, and the United States Ambassador to the Holy See. All along, he was trying to convince Vatican officials to send priceless art to rural Texas.
It didn't take them too long to come around to this novel idea. I think it was just so West Texas strange that they were more curious to know more.
In June of 2000, the Vatican offered three possibilities for the exhibition: Etruscan artifacts, micro-mosaics, or medieval frescoes from two ancient Roman churches.
When I first saw the frescoes in the basement of the Vatican museums, they looked horrible. But you could tell in the corners that there was just something about the color and the pigments. You know how somebody gives you a picture and they cover up half of it when they hand it to you. You want to know what the other half looks like. And so that was what this was. It was just a little peek. So I had to see the rest of it.
That took a while. The frescoes that wound up in the exhibition are examples of Roman painting from 1120 to 1310. Few medieval works from Rome have survived. Most were destroyed or covered over during the Renaissance. The rest were pretty much ignored. The artists who painted the frescoes are unknown, but they were working in a Rome brimming with talent.
12th century Rome was a very important period.
Dr. Susanna Brunelli is an archaeologist for the city of Rome.
We have Giotto in Rome painting San Peter. We have Cavallini in Rome painting Santa Cecilia. We have wonderful paintings in the convent of the Nun in Tor de' Specchi. And we have the frescoes of this church.
The frescoes from St. Nicola in Carcere depict Old Testament prophets, fish, fowl, and dragons. They're colorful, almost cartoonish. The paintings from St. Agnese Fiore Lamora portray saints with the kind of luminous detail that came later in the Renaissance. Both sets of frescoes were removed from their original locations during renovations in the mid-1800s. They came to the Vatican Museums around 1930. About 7 years ago, conservators began cleaning and remounting the frescoes, a process that was finished last February. Before they could be brought to the United States, Father Malcolm had to meet several more times with Vatican officials, including a private audience with Pope John Paul II. During one trip, Father Malcolm stood on the grounds of St. Agnese Fiore Lamora, a sprawling complex of Roman ruins and former home to 18 of the frescoes now in Texas. For 1,700 years, people have been making pilgrimages to St. Agnese. Father Malcolm remembered his own pilgrimage there.
St. Agnese's is built into a hill with the back of the church, like it's trying to keep its secret of art and painting that's just newly discovered. So it was like it was holding that secret somehow to me. That was the first impression I got when I saw this. So I was a new pilgrim to St. Agnese. And now we're going to have pilgrims from all over America come and see the beautiful frescoes that were
literally on the walls of this ancient church.
Father Malcolm is devoting all his time to caring for the exhibition, which runs through September 15th. After that, he'll take a break. For NPR News, this is Cody Rogers in Lubbock, Texas.